بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب النهي عن التكلف. There is a chapter that we are prohibited from unnecessary formalities. One is to have etiquette, adab, to do things correctly, but one is to overdo things and going over the limit. وهو فعل وقول ما لا مصلحة فيه بمشقة. And it is the words, actions, etc., things that we do not have any benefit of it, no benefit of deen, no benefit of dunya either, to do things which are unnecessary. Like, for example, in weddings we have commonly today that even the chairs, there is a cover put on the chair also. There is no benefit for in it whatsoever. You have a da'wat, whether it is at home or whether it's a wedding reception, it's all right. You prepare, and you prepare a little bit extra also for the guest. That is in etiquette, in respect of the guest. But the over the limit, as far as utensils are concerned. Today, how many extra utensils are being put? You have the plate, you have a small plate, you have a side plate, you have a bowl. And then again, today extra in that biryani plate or whatever it is, there is another plate under it, which is covered with silver paper or gold paper, etc. Now it serves no purpose whatsoever. It is just all extra. So all these type of things, we are introducing a speaker, for example, to make the aruf, to introduce the speaker is in order, but to make the arif, to praise and to go over the limit in that praising. Even in speech, in talking, with the stylishness in speaking. Today this is also a common thing, especially amongst women, to be very stylish. The same in our homes. The homes, we need beds, we need tables, perhaps we need chairs, whatever we need. But all the extra things, all the doilies, all the things which are put extra, unnecessary mats are put, for example, in the bathroom, and a person slips and falls on them. And then on the cistern in the toilet, there is also a doily that is put there. For example, you have your tissue box, which is quite sufficient for you to take your tissues, but you must make another box to put this box in. We give gifts to one another. The gifts to give gifts is sunnah. But now that gift we buy, but then it comes nicely packed in a box, which is quite sufficient. But then we wrap it, we put a ribbon over it also. And then on top of it, we put it in a packet, gift packet also. All these extra things, there is prohibition of that. The basic life of a Muslim's life should be that of simplicity and straightforwardness. And not all these extras, whether it is in eating, in dressing, in speaking, etc. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, قُلْ مَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ Every Nabi came and said that, I do not ask you any wages for my services. I'm doing the greatest service calling you to Allah Ta'ala, but I don't ask you for anything in return. And the part that is relevant to this hadith, to this chapter, وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُتَكَلِّفِينَ I'm not of those people who do things in excessiveness, unnecessarily, things of which there is no benefit, to talk, to add extra words in a person's speech, in which there is no benefit. Many people like to repeat themselves over and over. You have made your point, you have stated your matter, then that is enough. Now this excessiveness, this to pretend, like it comes easily into the category of extravagance also, that is not permissible. وعن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال نهينا عن التكلف. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that we have been prohibited from these extra formalities to show respect to a guest, etc. That is in order. But now to put five types of savouries, for example. Today commonly in da'wat, five types of desserts, more than that also. So then we have achars. To have achars, it's all right. But now to put so many types, all that. All these extra things we have been prohibited. This refers to formalities or exaggerations in every aspect of life. including speech, dressing and conduct. Ulama have stated that wastage of food and unnecessary expenses for marriages, functions, hosting people, etc. are included in this prohibition. Instead, a believer should be one who is simple, humble and uncomplicated in his thinking and approach. A simple, basic way of life, that is how a believer should live. وعن مسروق رضي الله تعالى عنه قال دخلنا على عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه فقال. Hazrat Masrooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that once we visited Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu. فقال Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, يا أيها الناس من علم شيئا فليقل به. A person who has got knowledge of something, then he must talk about it, he must speak about it. ومن لم يعلم فليقل الله أعلم. And if a person doesn't know, he must say simply and straightforwardly, Allahu A'lam, I don't know, Allah knows better. But today that is also difficult, whether it is ulama also, or whether it is the layman, any matter of deen especially, or any other matter, everyone is just too quick to give his opinions and to state his point. If you don't know, keep quiet. And if you are asked and you don't know, say, ask somebody else. That person knows better. Or I will check up, etc. Or just say, I don't know. But unfortunately, that is not the case. We act like great ulama, like great professors on subjects, and the way we give our opinions. فَإِنَّ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ أَن يَقُولَ لِمَا لَا يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ. And a part of the knowledge of a person is when he doesn't know something, nobody can be a know-all besides Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala only knows everything. So any person, when he hasn't got knowledge of something, he should say, Allahu A'lam. In other words, I don't know. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى لِنَبِيِّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Allah said to his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ مَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ. I do not ask you any pay, any return for this work of mine. وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُتَكَلِّفِينَ. And neither am I amongst those people who pretend and those people who do things in exaggeration. So when you are asked something and you don't know, then say, I don't know. And or referring to a person who knows more better. The hadith teaches us that a person should not speak on the basis of assumption. Today many, almost all, and especially with the phone, WhatsApp, etc., messaging, etc., any small thing, message is gone. So that is not the proper way. If he is not aware or he is unsure of any particular matter, he should not be shy to acknowledge his lack of knowledge. If we don't know, say, I don't know. But that is very, very difficult for a person. Only a person who is weak in faith will give an opinion or answer questions on issues regarding which he has inadequate knowledge, because he feels afraid to be degraded in the sight of others. How can it be that I say, I don't know? And some people want to be knowledgeable, show their knowledge in every subject. Whatever subject comes up, they are the first to speak and to give their opinions. In reality, a person's status in the sight of Allah is elevated when he proclaims his lack of knowledge. Allah honors that person who, when he doesn't know, he says he doesn't know. So that is how it should be. If we know, we are sure of that point, then we should explain. It indicates his fear of Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu, his purity of heart, his sincerity and his understanding of Islamic teachings. It was for this reason that the four great Imams, the four great Khalifas, the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum generally, the Tabi'een, even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and even Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam conceded on many matters that they did not have knowledge regarding certain matters. So they also said, we don't know. We will find out. Many times Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, then he should wait for wahi to come. and then he should say it. But to say I don't know is a very difficult thing, whereas it is required. Nowadays it is shocking to know that people who have no knowledge of basic texts, or who have read only one book on a particular subject, want to claim to be experts in the field of Islamic knowledge. They even dare to tread such paths and tackle such intricate issues, which renowned ulama of the past feared to do. That the ulama also were so hesitant to give their opinion on certain matters, but today everyone is prepared to make a bold statement on it. Abu Hussein rahmatullah alayhi appropriately stated, some of you venture to pass verdicts on an issue which, if it was presented to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would have consulted the Sahaba radiallahu anhum who fought at the Battle of Badr. A man like Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what knowledge Allah had given him, but he also wouldn't just issue a verdict. He would first consult the Sahaba who took part in the Battle of Badr. Then he would issue. But today, without any thought, we just give our opinions. If we had to write down the Ibn Wahab radiallahu ta'ala anhu stated, if we had to write down the number of times we heard Imam Malik saying, I do not know, pages and pages will be filled. Imam Malik, great Imam of Fiqh, and what great knowledge Allah Ta'ala had blessed him. And his student says that in many matters he said, I don't know. And if we had to write it down, how many pages would be filled? So this is a thing also, which is, and today we can't understand this. In dressing, especially women, how excessively they dress, one thing over the other. Another thing, on our beds, the amount of pillows that are on the bed. We have the continental pillow, we have another two pillows, we have another hard pillow, we have another star pillow. How many pillows? All this excessiveness, all this extras, that is not allowed at all. But today we can't even understand that we can live without these things. Our houses, our cars, all the extra things that we put on the cars. It's not necessary, but we must have it. So all these things are not permitted basically in Islam. For Islam, the basic way of life is a simple way of life. May Allah give us tawfiq.